Okay, Tuesday night, or L'Chavtes El, I guess. Okay, a little more about Erev Tavshilin. You could make it Bein Ashmashos. That means, as it's going to say in the bulletin, it's going to say, if you forgot to make Erev Tavshilin, speak to the Rav. You can still do it. Now, when are you going to see that bulletin? You can see that bulletin when you come to Mincha. So you can say, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? So, first of all, you can make an Erev Tavshilin with a bracha, Bein Ashmashos. So let's say Bein Ashmashos is up till 20 minutes after Shkia. But, should you go home and make an Erev Tavshilin? Because you forgot? Should you be soymich on the rabbi's Erev Tavshilin? Never be soymich on this rabbi. But should you be soymich on the rabbi's Erev Tavshilin? Or should you daven mincha b'tzibur? Because if you go home and make an Erev Tavshilin, what are you going to do? So, first of all, you can go to Ari Stern's house. That's why he lives next door to the shul. And you say, can I borrow some bread or matzah and a hard-boiled egg or a piece of fish, anything that's lipus hapas, and you can make an Erev, and please be makne it to me, please give it to me. I'm sure he'll do it gladly. You'll have extra, you'll have a bunch of eggs and matzahs, yeah. And you can make Erev Tavshilin in the house next door. Bidi Eved. You could say, and this is the Tferes Yisrael's Chiddush, because since Erev Tavshilin is Rabbanon, Yesh Breira, so Bidi Eved, but you would not make a bracha over this kind of Erev Tavshilin. You could say in shul that Pas v'tavshil she'ekochenu k'she'ovo l'beisi at night, me'achshav should be Erev Tavshilin. That's called Yesh Breira. For those of you who have just joined us, that's called Yesh Breira. And Breira works in a drabonon. Erev Tavshilin is drabonon. You do, but it's very, you don't make a bracha, and I hope you don't ask me if you could say b'hadei ne'ruva, because there is no hadei ne'ruva yet, because you weren't mafreshit yet. So you can do that. If you have your Erev Tavshilin at home on the table and you forgot to do it, then you can just do it from shul. You say, you can make a bracha. You say that matzah and egg, let's say you use that, that's the classic thing that's used, should be my Erev. It's sitting there on the table. That should be the Erev. And you can make a bracha, and you can say b'hadein Erev, or not b'hadein, I guess. You would have to say the Aramaic word for that, not this. Hadein is this. I don't know. Yeah. You don't have to say it in Aramaic, believe it or not. You should say it in a language you understand. Can you be soymich on the rabbi? About Erev Tavshilin, that we're talking about. Can you be soymich on the rabbi? So the din is, because the rabbi adds, don't say the words, Lanu ulechol Yisrael hadorim b'ir hazos. You don't say those words. Nobody says those words, except maybe Meir Abutbol. You don't say those words. Even I don't say those words, because I don't make an Erev Tavshilin for everybody who lives in the city. I make it for the members of Beis Kehila. I have to ask the board about associate members. Do I make it for associate members? I don't know. But I make it for members. So you don't. But you don't say Lanu l'chol Yisrael hadorim b'ir hazos. You just say Lanu. And you could be soymich on the rabbi if you forgot or if you couldn't, if you're a shoygig or an oynis. Now, in some sources, maybe you know from Hilchas Tfila, forgetting is called shoygig. Forgetting, even if you pushed it off, you said, I still have time, and then you forgot. That's the in Hilchas Tfila, that's called the shogeg. That's not called the mezid, even though he kept pushing it off. By Erev Tavshilin, it's brought down if you forget it twice in a row. In Eretz Yisrael, that could be like 8 years apart, even though we just did it last year. So if you forgot twice in a row, that's called your pesheya, and you cannot be soymich on the rabbi if you're a pesheya. So, the question is, the missing mincha question. The Paiskim say better be rely on the Tferes Yisrael and not daven b'yichidus. Nos daven b'tzibur, even if you'll have to use the Tferes Yisrael zaitza of yesh b'reira b'derabonon, and you won't make a bracha, and you won't say obviously b'hadein erava, but that's what you should do. You can't let it go and be shemich on the rabbi. I mean, you're doing the Tferes Yisrael zaitza. I mean, but you're not making a bracha, so maybe you'll say, well, if whatever reason his eitzah doesn't work, because you're not making a bracha, because it has problems with it, if you can do Erev Tavshilin with Breira, because maybe you have to mamish make an Erev Tefillin. You have to put aside food, and you can't do it through Breira. So then you could always say, okay, and if it doesn't work, I'm Samech on the Rabbi, so you have your Erev Tefillin. Anyway, okay.